USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. and Russian negotiators will meet tomorrow to discuss military exercises in Europe at a very tense time. According to a Reuters report, the conversations will focus on Russia's presence along the Ukraine border. White House officials say they hope both Russia and Ukraine will agree to restrict their military exercises and missile deployments in the region until things settle down. One official adding they won't be discussing the U.S. limiting its troop deployment in NATO countries. At least seven people are dead after a cliff collapsed onto a tourist boat at a Brazilian waterfall. Officials say heavy rains may have loosened the large rocks that then fell yesterday at Furnas Lake in southern Brazil. A video showing the deadly collapse going viral. This is USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Chicago teachers are still battling with the Democratic mayor over distance learning during the COVID-19 surge in the Windy City. The Chicago Teachers Union wants to continue remote learning classes through mid-January because of it, but Chicago's mayor, Lightfoot, has already shut down the idea. She says the best, safest place for kids is to be in school. Democratic leaders gathered to remember the late Senator Harry Reid yesterday as a man that, in the words of President Joe Biden, you wanted in your corner. Speaking at a memorial service for the former U.S. Senate Majority Leader in Las Vegas, Biden shared some similarities between himself and Harry Reid.
Barack said we have loving families, wives are smarter and better looking than we were, and Harry and I both like to talk a lot.
Oscar-winning lyricist Marilyn Bergman has died at 93. She and her husband Alan Bergman had also won multiple Emmys and Grammys. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The U.S. House Committee investigating the January Capitol riot expected to ask former Vice President Mike Pence to appear before the panel. Mississippi Representative Bennie Thompson, who chairs that congressional committee, indicated on Friday that Pence would likely receive an invitation sometime this month. Pence's testimony could provide insight into conversations with the White House leading up to the 2021 attack on the Capitol. New York Mayor Eric Adams is backing legislation to allow thousands of non-citizens living in the city to vote in local elections. Adams said Saturday that he initially had some concerns about that bill, but now he does support it. The city council approved the bill in December. It grants 800,000 legal non-citizens, such as green card holders, the right to vote in municipal elections, but not in state and federal contests. NASA says it successfully launched a research rocket off the Virginia coast at midnight Eastern. The launch was visible along most of the East Coast. That suborbital rocket, part of an experiment on soft X-rays, which can cause disturbances in the Earth's atmosphere and disrupt radio communications, as well as GPS navigation. You can find us online anytime, well, unless there's disruption in radio communications and such, but we're at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.